Received any interesting phone calls lately?
Yeah, I did. I got a call from Simon Cowell's production company saying, would I be interested in being part of a new show that they're doing for Fox, which is like 8 celebrities paired up with 8 singing legends. And they had contacted me via Eric Vitra, my singing teacher and his friend, and Mercer, my best friend, as you all know.
Yes.
And he said, oh, I don't think Lucy'd be up for it, because they've come to me so many times through him, through other ways, and I've just said, no, I'm not doing Dancing with the Star. No, I'm not doing, I'm not going to eat bugs. I'm not going to bloody sit on a desert. I'm at television just, I'm not interested in it, frankly.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like if I'm 80 years old and I look back and go, I had the chance to spend a few weeks in the presence of Smokey Robinson and I turned it down, I think I will kill myself. So I don't want to be that old lady. I've got to say, you regret the things that you didn't do. You don't regret the things you did. So you are priced for a really rich life. You know? So just this guy calls me back because I said, well, let's discuss a little bit more this week. But if he calls me back, and if they go away and listen to my stuff, we can scrap together and decide they want me, I think I'd be an idiot to turn it down. So
yeah.
Let's see.
It's so exciting, the thought of being mentored by it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe a mug not to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is just like, I think this would be an unmissable event. So, and I hope it happens. I hope the guy calls me back now. I don't know. I really don't know why they would want me over other people. It's like, I don't even want to ask.
No. Don't not look this gift horse in the mouth. But AT&T better get their phone lines in order if you do wind up on there, because Xena fans know how to dial phones.